Do dogs really have an emotional attachment to their owners, or are we just a convenient source of food? We'll try to fetch some answers today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-971-1057. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-971-1057. Call 1-800-971-1057. 1-800-971-1057.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 17th. It is the 322nd day of the year. Actor Danny DeVito shares a birthday with folk singer Gordon Lightfoot. Does your dog really feel affection for you, or does he just appreciate you as a food source? Modern science may have finally provided the answer. After careful studies involving doggy treats, pats on the head, and an MRI scanner, researchers report that dogs respond more positively to human praise or contact than they do food rewards. Those behavioral responses were confirmed by neural activity recorded by an MRI scan. Any dog owner will tell you there was no doubt about the emotional bond, but it's nice to see it confirmed by science. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about animals and nature, check out almanac.com.